This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we exalt you today. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy of all of our praise. Lord, we worship you through listening for you and doing what you say. We worship you through our obedience to your commands and to your word. Lead us and guide us today. Speak to us individually and together, Lord, through your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Again, I thank you for joining me here today. I'm wound up. I'm excited from the last program I just recorded. You know, I don't only do one a day here. Sometimes I'll do three or four of these programs, and I'm still wound up from what you heard on the radio yesterday. We were looking in Revelation chapter 11 is where we're at here. We're looking at these two witnesses, and I made the comment yesterday. Let's backpedal because I really didn't think we left off there in a good place yesterday. I made the comment to you that the Lord Jesus, and I won't say cannot come back. I'd say the Lord Jesus will not come back until certain things have to happen first. I don't say he cannot come back because he's God. He doesn't need my approval for anything. He rules in the heavens. He does as he pleases when he pleases because he is the almighty sovereign, almighty God, El Shaddai, El Elyon. He does as he chooses. Now I'll say, he will not come back until all of the prophecies have been fulfilled because every word of God is true. Every prophecy will come to pass. Now, speaking of prophecies, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, speaking of the day of Christ, not the day of the Lord, the day of Christ is a different day. Speaking of this day, he says, let no one deceive you. By any means, for that day will not come. Listen to that. The Apostle Paul's telling you the same thing I tried to tell you yesterday. The day of Christ will not come until certain things have to happen first. Why is it that I or other people will get shot down for saying that? I'm just reading to you the word. Certain things have to happen first before the Lord can come back because certain prophecies have to be fulfilled still. The day, this is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. It says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless, number one, the falling away comes first, and that is a falling away from the faith. That word means there, it means to stand aloof from. It's the same thing that Peter did when he was following Jesus. It says he stood from a distance. It means the word, the best definition I've ever read of this word apostasy was to separate oneself for the fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Reminds me of Peter. When they took the Lord and arrested him, it says he was following from a distance. He separated himself for the fear of incurring the dangers associated with that friendship. And now here, falling away, apostasy, aphistemi is the verb, means to separate oneself for the fear of incurring the dangers. You see, in other words, when it gets hot in the kitchen, all the fence warming, all the lukewarm Christians, all the ones who have never endured under trial in your life, which is why he says, count it all joy when it happens to you, is to make you strong for when this happens and when some crazy Muslim knocks on your door, you thumb your nose at him and say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Are you ready to do that today? Are you able to do that today? As it says in John chapter 12, verse 25, whoever loves his life in this world will lose it. He who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. How you doing on that? I'm still struggling with that one, but I'm working on it. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. Hupomone. It's what has David walk up to someone 9'6" and say, steps aside, friend, I'm coming through. How are you doing on that? That gets developed in you as you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God when you go through sickness, when you go through trial, when you go through trouble, and let God deliver you through these things. That spiritual compound gets developed in you just like David had. Now, let's move on here in this text here that says, I'm teaching on the point, certain things have to happen before the Lord Jesus Christ can come back. Paul said, that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. That's the falling away from the faith. I say that's already happened. Maybe there's still going to be a mother of all fallen aways. You even can read that in the Bible. Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 and 10. It says, then they will hand you over to be afflicted and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations on account of my name. Then the Bible says, and then many will be offended. Some translations say many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. It seems to me like there's going to be another great mother of all falling away coming up. Now, with that in mind, of certain things having to happen first before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, let's get back to our main text here today, Revelation chapter 11. My point is, this stuff hasn't happened yet, and certain things have to happen first before the Lord Jesus Christ. I won't say before the Lord Jesus Christ can return, because he's God, he does as he chooses. I'll say certain things have to happen before he will return. Why? Because he keeps his word. And because every prophecy will be fulfilled. Every one will be fulfilled. The day of Christ won't come until the falling away from the faith comes first and the man of sin is revealed. That was the second thing that Paul talked about, the unveiling of the man of sin. Now, Revelation chapter 11. Then a reed was given to me like a rod, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and those who worship in it. But leave out the outer court of the temple and do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample the holy city for 42 months. Okay, back on point. We are looking for a rebuilt temple to appear. Don't spiritualize this text. Temple does not signify something else. A temple means temple. John's told not to measure the outer court, same as the old temple way back when that Herod had rebuilt the temple. It's not there anymore. This is a future prophecy. You and I are waiting on the rebuilt third temple. Why? Because the word of God says so. This is what we're waiting on. The Lord Jesus Christ will not return, I would say, to gather together his elect from the four winds until all prophecy and all the word of God has been fulfilled. Every jot, every tittle will be fulfilled in his word. That's why I say to you, certain things have to happen first. That's nothing for anyone to rejoice, because in the last 8 minutes and 42 seconds since I've started this, I don't know how many people have died since I've started this. No guarantee for anything. You could leave this world here today before this day is over. You don't know. Question is your name written in the book of life? I was just teaching the other night one of the scariest texts, one of the most intimidating texts I've ever read in all my life is found in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, where it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. Antichrist, Satan, whoever it is. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names have not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That's intimidating to me. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. That is, maybe your mother, maybe your sister, maybe your own son, maybe your own daughter, maybe your best friend at work. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. All. Your family. Your friends. Friend, let me ask the question. What do you plan to do about that? See, this is where you come in, friend. This is your ministry, not your pastors, not your teachers. Your ministry. Your ministry. This is what Acts chapter 17 says, God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries for where we live. God's got you alive right here, right now, wherever you are in the sound of my voice. God's got you alive right here. I would say at the end of the age, God's got you living right where you live right here now today. Sovereign God's got you right where you're at. Why? So you can change this number. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. You have got a job to do, friend. Your job is to get as many people out of that group as humanly possible. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, comma, whose names are not written in the book of life. There's your ministry. It's everyone's ministry during these days is to get as many people as humanly possible out of this group of all whose names are not written in the book of life. Let's you and I go out here today and make a difference. Anyone God puts on your heart, I want to remind you, I want to tell you, perhaps you've never heard it before. God's already dealing with that person. Anyone that God puts on your heart, this is the last attempt for that person to receive Jesus Christ, even if they tell you no, or you are the straw that broke the camel's back. Your word of kindness and love and mercy and the word of God to someone else. God's already dealing with that person. You just don't know it. Who's God putting on your heart today? Let me encourage you to go on with your ministry here. We're all called to this ministry. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. This is your calling today. Invade the enemy's kingdom with the truth. With the truth. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Sounds like you've heard that verse a million times before. There's more power in that verse than you know. The word of God is living. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The word, there's saving power in the word of God. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. We're at a time. We'll be back again tomorrow as we continue our look here at these two witnesses of Revelation chapter 11. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth,